71. We're currently at 75. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Always a pleasure on Mondays and Fridays to get some real wisdom on the radio. Brother Johnny, the Thomas Edison of oil and gas, the inventor of our times. It is New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny.
DJ.
Great to have you back on the program. Mike is
good
in
here.
It's Iron Mike. It's the Hall of Famer. It's the all-around great guy, Mike Ditka from Chicago this morning. Coach, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
I am so glad you're with me this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have to get some definition here from the following Barack Obama clip from the weekend. I do not quite understand this clip. I really don't. That's why we turn to Johnny and Mike. Listen to this and please interpret this. It's all over the board. Help me out. Here we go.
We already made $1 trillion worth of cuts. We can make another trillion or trillion two. And what we then do is ask for the wealthy to pay a little bit more. And by the way, we've tried that before. A guy named Bill Clinton did it. We created 23 million new jobs, turned a deficit into a surplus, and rich people did just fine. We created a lot of millionaires. And you know, there are a lot of wealthy, successful Americans who agree with me because they want to give something back. They know they didn't. If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Okay, Hoover Dam, firefighters, if you build it, you didn't do it. Wealthy pay their fair share in cutting all that money and building all those jobs, Johnny. You got me. There's no teleprompter on this one, by the way.
Well, I could tell because he's definitely rambling. I don't know. It's the same old thing. I don't know who's cheering for him. That's the disturbing thing. Who was that? Because... this taxing the rich is such demagoguery, Mike. There's no money involved in it. It's like $70 billion.
Yeah.
And he's made such a big issue out of it. It's just clearly trying to develop some sort of animosity from something. There's
no
solution.
He's splitting. He's creating. He's dividing. He's causing class warfare. I mean, that's basically what he's doing. And really, when you listen to the remarks that have been made lately, they're so unpresidential. Really, I mean, some of the remarks being made in the campaign against Romney are absolutely asinine. You would think a man who rose to the office of President of the United States would have a little more intelligence and a little bit understanding of how to conduct yourself and how to act. That it's not all about slamming the other guy. You know, I once learned a long time ago, when you have no platform to run on, then you got to tear the other guy down. And basically, to me, that's exactly what this administration, they have no platform to run on, gang. Now, they can quote numbers, they can quote unemployment, they can quote this, they can quote ending a war, killing Osama bin Laden. That's all BS. That was all put in place by the Bush administration. But they'll never say that. And neither will the mainstream media. So, you know, you're dealing with what you're dealing with. You know, you're only going to get, unless you watch Fox, you're only going to get a tainted picture of what's really going on in this country when you listen to the mainstream media, because it leans so far to the left, it's actually ridiculous. And I don't know what America's appeal for this guy is. You know, it's just like the tax thing. They want Romney to release his taxes. Well, release your college records. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your entrance records, your application, your college grades, release those.
Well, here's an example of the onslaught. Now just so you know, the Bain Capital issue, they said, well, Romney said he left in 99. There's some name.
We understand
but his name is on some documents later. They went and talked to 5 Bain Capital people, 3 of which are Democrats, that had to speak anonymously because they were afraid of retribution from Barack Obama's administration. They said, listen, the guy went to run the Winter Olympics. He was out of there. He was not part of this thing in early 99, and 5 for 5, verified the thing, but here's the type of thing we're hearing onslaught by the Obama campaign. And then even the word felony came out to kind of taint the water. They wanted Obama to apologize. He said no.
No, we won't be apologizing. And I don't, you know, sometimes these games are played during political campaigns. I understand what the issue is here. Mr. Romney claims that he's Mr. Fix-It for the economy because of his business experience. And so I think voters entirely legitimately want to know, well, what exactly was that business experience?
And then David Axelrod.
There are fundamental differences between him and Governor Romney on policy about whether tax cuts for millionaires are worth more than paying down our deficit, educating our kids, and doing other things we need to grow the economy. That's what the president is talking about. Governor Romney is the one who's run a campaign that is predicated on the negative. I'm not Barack Obama, therefore elect me.
And then Dick Durbin.
Why is Mitt Romney running away from his company, Bain Capital, like a scalded cat? Because there is abundant evidence that under Bain Capital, they were exporting American jobs to low-wage countries, and he doesn't want to be associated with it.
All right, NBC Meet the Press. So, Johnny, the onslaught is there. Romney clearly on his heels.
Well, I don't know about he's on his heels.
I don't think so either.
I think they're running at him. That's the only thing they can do, like Mike says. They're just trying to get anything.
You've got no platform to run on, man. You might as well run against the other guy. I mean, bring him down.
We have to be a little bit smarter than that. This taxing millionaires, like it's a bad word, he's had $1.4 trillion deficit this year, Steve, and the tax will get $70 billion. It's not even the interest rate that will cover what they've over-borrowed. $1.4 trillion is 20 times $70 billion. There's nothing there. There's no solution there. The solution they keep saying we've got to do has no relevance. That's the kind of administration Barack Obama has won. Everything he says is vacuous. Nothing he said has happened. Remember him signing the 7-10s with shutting down Guantanamo? That's a great example.
Yeah.
Nothing got shut down. He couldn't do it. He didn't even know what he was talking about. He didn't know what it was there for. He didn't realize that it was developed because it's got deep water for a submarine base, actually. And that's when we first started in Guantanamo. We have nowhere else to go with a facility like that, and made the big show, going to shut it down. 4 years later, nothing. That's just an example of it. He's not going to do anything that he says he's going to do. And if you vote for him again, you're going to get the same thing we've had, which is four more years of not just bad ideas, but no ideas. And the combination of bad ideas with no good ones is pretty bad. And we have direct impact.
This presidency can only be rivaled by one other one that I know of. The Carter in the idea of leadership, and I think there was actually probably more leadership in the Carter administration than there is in this one. The one thing when you look at all this and you see Mitt Romney or you see anybody else that's run for anything, they've always been in the forefront of some type of business or they've been a leader or they've run something. This man has never led anything, and ends up being president of the United States now. You know, you can say what you want to say, but there takes a certain quality to be a leader. And the leader is not to point out what the other guy is doing wrong. It's to show what you can do right and to empower the people to do the right thing. There is no concern at all by this individual about that. This is all about name-calling, finger-pointing, and we got a mainstream media that tolerates it and buys into it, and so far left it's ridiculous. So, you know, it becomes humorous. If it wasn't so serious, it would be funny.
You know, Mike, I'll tell you, there is one thing I have to say about Carter. He made a historic pact with Egypt that stabilized or helped to stabilize a region that's a key point in the world for us. And
well, I'm just saying,
Obama,
in a lot of the other things that happened during that administration. And I told you guys a year ago, the one thing about this administration, it's going to make the Carter administration look real good.
Yeah.
Well, look at the Middle East. It's imploding, for crying out loud.
Yes, a lot of that is... Well, okay, we saw what they did to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, did you see that, Johnny?
Egypt, throwing tomatoes, shoes, cans, eggs.
They were yelling Monica at the...
classy people, yeah.
What the heck?
And we worry about giving them assistance. I think we ought to start talking about who we aid in this world.
Well, I'll tell you, Stevie, and the kind of the pullback in American influence, we can't run the world, but Condoleezza Rice made a point that is very important, which is if we're not giving somebody advice, then they're going to take it from someone else. And you can see what can happen when it just gets worse. And Hillary, I think, has done as good as...
Yeah, she's done a good job. I mean, I wasn't criticizing her.
Exactly.
I'm saying, yeah. But, you know, this is a pretty pathetic thing. When they, and this got to be, people have got to be enticed into saying these things. Believe me, they just don't fire them off the top of their head.
You know, I was surprised that they had that much sophisticated trash talk when you bring Monica Lewinsky up 14 years.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, that's pretty garbage.
Are you kidding me? Now, he might be sexually dysfunctional, but he's my sexually dysfunctional former president. So shut up. I was actually mad about it. I'm going, I can't believe it.
You got to be mad about it. It's pathetic.
That's
crazy.
You've
got to be mad about the aid we give to Egypt, too.
Yeah.
Why?
You know what? And when we talk about change and all of this stuff, I guess it can go from bad to worse, can't it?
Well, we've proven that, because he did talk about the power change, and it has gone from bad to worse.
All right, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3. It's Connect FM. It's 7:45. On Thursday, there was a bit of a change to the welfare bill. I don't know if anybody caught this because of all the Penn State stuff and everything that was out there, but essentially, there is a bit of an out. 1996, Bill Clinton signs a historic welfare-to-work bill that was a big bipartisan thing, maybe the biggest thing we've signed as a bipartisan effort in the last 20 years. Here's Governor Terry Branstad, Iowa, about this change.
Trying to gut it. I think it's illegal because it's in the law. I don't think they have a right to waive it. I know Tommy Thompson is saying he's thinking about suing him over it. I think it's absolutely wrong and a move in the wrong direction. The focus needs to be on helping people to move from welfare to work.
Why in the world would they want to change that, Johnny? I don't understand.
Well, the question is, how do they keep doing
things
like waiving some of the laws on the books? And this is another trend that we've seen with this administration, which is he just says, I'm not going to enforce this. We're not going to go after that. That law is no good. I'm not going to go through Congress and change it. We don't need to do that anymore. It's bad stuff, and we need to make change. The thing that worries me is that so many people are still playing to vote for him. That's the disturbing
thing.
Well,
that's
Mike.
Exactly. And because people don't really care. They don't really understand. And they don't understand the deviousness of politics. There are a lot of devious people out there, and none no more so than the Democratic contingency that's running him for the presidency. I mean, some of the stuff coming out of that, I listen to some of these people, and I'm totally amazed. Now, I just saw a little bit about what Steve was saying on the TV, so I didn't really understand a lot of what they were saying, but, I mean, evidently you shouldn't be able to do it, and they're doing it.
Well, and the thing is, Steve, you know, you can talk about policy and you can talk about philosophy, but there's a point at which the guy can't be trusted. Nothing he says means anything.
No, he says one thing one time, John, and he reverses it within 12 months.
So it doesn't matter what he says, and we need a little more integrity than that in the White House.
And who are we listening to? I mean, people ought to stop. Who are we really listening to? I mean, I understand what you're hearing, but who are we listening to? And when's the last time he said something that was factual? I mean, really, basically.
That's a good question.
The world's turned one way or the other. I mean, and this guy's like a flag blowing in the breeze. If it blows to the right, he goes to the right. Goes left, left, up. You know, it's the darndest thing I've ever seen. And, I mean, yeah, you know, you say, well, you can't be the President of the United States. Well, you know, I understand all that. And he was elected. And I understand why he was elected, because people don't really get it in this country. And there's more liberals than there are conservatives. Basically, that's the truth. So you people don't get it. They're going to...
Well,
it's a popular choice. It looks good. It sounds good. He reads well off a teleprompter. He makes a nice appearance. Fine.
Well,
what do you got? Nothing.
You know, and you just have... You have, you know, when you have a media that just naturally roots for him, and they're human beings, you know, so you kind of have a leaning. You can't help it.
No,
you know, over the weekend, somebody was fainting. There were 20 people that fainted at some outing. He said, we need some paralegals here. And so if George Bush had said that, Mike, there'd have been a montage.
I think is what he meant.
Yeah, he said we need paralegals.
Well, closer, you know, he's so used to being in the legal system. I mean, it's... probably that's where it came out, but, you know, it is. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, the mainstream media really is a joke. And as a result, listen, I'm only one person, but I will not watch any of it. I only watch one thing. I watch Fox. Because at least I get both sides of it.
And when we go back to the comment that he made in the rambling speech over the weekend when he said and talked about if you build a business, if somebody else built that for you.
For you.
Now, if that's the case, if you go to school and you go to college and you pull an all-nighter to get an A and the other guy was in the bar all night, you ought to split that and each get a C because that's the same doggone thing.
Absolutely. There's no reason. There's no reason for individual achievement or moving forward in life. Then, hey, somebody else can do it for you. Somebody else did it for you. Somebody else will help you. No, they won't. No, they won't. You get out of life exactly what you put into it, not less or more. And if you're willing to work your butt off, and Eddie brings up a point, well, a lot of people work their butt off, but they don't get any. That's true. There are a lot of people who work in a certain sector of America that will never grow to the heights of other people because they didn't get the education or they didn't get the job opportunity maybe. But all I'm saying is that everybody has a chance to be whatever they want to be. Our history has shown it. Look at all the great people in history. Going with Abe Lincoln, it came from nothing and became something. This man is a great example of it.
Look at it. Yeah,
where
Obama
he come from and
example.
What he became. Yeah.
So there you go, Steve.
Who helped him?
He's going to change it, all right. He's going to end America as we know it.
But with all of that, with the fact that here's a guy, that great story, comes all the way, he's the president of the United States, he says, this system doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. If he would listen to what he says from one time to the next, he would be amazed at how it doesn't sound good. But there are a lot of people out there that don't hear all the things he says. So if they hear one thing he says, that's the thing that resonates with them, and that's what they go on. So all of a sudden, say, we're going to take from the rich and give to the poor. You can't do it. Lincoln said that 100 years ago.
Well, it's a head shaker. I'm so glad I can play the clips and get clarity with you two today. It's just a great feeling to know.
I don't know if it's clarity, but my God, there's got to be some common sense in this whole thing.
I don't think there is such. We've lost it.
You know, I had a great thing where somebody texted me some of Ronald Reagan's quotes, and they were phenomenal. And all of a sudden, at the end, I pulled them back. I said, these are absolutely fabulous. But then again, I said, this is only one thing. It's common sense. So when there's no common sense, then you got no chance to be rational. And basically, what everything Ronald Reagan did was based on common sense, basically. What's the right thing to do and do it? And he did it.
Insurance.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be negative the entire campaign. We're going to get nothing but this, except even more of it. So it's just going to be what it is, and that's going to be negative. All right, we turn to the John Deere. I don't know if any of you saw this, but he's a playoff, Johnny. We had two guys in the playoff, Zach Johnson and Troy Mathison. They both double bogey the first.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And how about Zach Johnson's second shot on the second playoff hole to about 4 inches?
From the sand.
Come on. That was a Mike Ditka shot, man.
No.
That was a good
the lip of the trap.
Well, Zach's a good guy. He really is. I like him. And, he's from Midwest, and he's worked on that tournament. I thought that was a great finish, and Madison got a lot out of it. He's going to play in the British Open, I guess.
Yeah, British Open coming up this next week. Lynx Golf, Mike, it's a lot different.
It really is. I mean, I don't know if you saw any of that Scottie Chofin. I was watching that. I know the scores were ridiculously under par, but it's a whole different game. I mean, you don't fly anything in. You roll it in, and you got to keep it out of the whatever rough there is. I mean, because it's not rough like we know it. It's junk.
Yeah.
And you,
I'll tell you, Stephen.
Yeah.
You talk about working hard too, and working your butt off and succeeding. We got a guy down here. Let's see, threw for 5,500 yards, 468 completions, and 71% completion percentage, all NFL records. So they gave him $100 million.
Drew Brees. Mike, Drew Brees is signed, and I figured out, Mike, I did the math. Drew Brees signed for $99,982,000 more than you did when you signed with the Bears in Georgia.
Well, you know, I guess there's a lot of ways to look at it, and not that he wasn't deserving of it. I'm not saying that. I don't know what the precedent is or where the sport's going. I see what's happening in baseball and basketball now. The Knicks won't match the offer the Rockets put on land. I mean, I'm kind of amazed at the money being thrown around.
Wow.
And they got to understand the people who are picking up the tab for this is the average fan. I mean, guys, let's face it, the average fan, and then the commercials on TV, which pay for it, you know, but basically sponsorships. I'm just saying that someday people are going to wake up and say, you know what, I don't need to go watch the Knicks play, or I don't need to go watch the Cubs play. And if they ever do, man, I tell you, sports is going to take a hard hit in this country.
Well, can you, I mean, Johnny, you buy some season tickets for your business. I mean, they're a fortune, aren't they?
Hey, as long as we're dumb enough to keep giving them the money, you know. And I don't blame Breeze. Look, as far as that goes, Mike, the quarterback of an NFL football team at $20 million and what's Pujols getting, 30, I think a quarterback's more valuable.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I think there's something flawed in that, but yes, I agree with you there. And no, I'm not knocking what he got. More power to him. God bless him. Terrific. If you get it, somebody can afford it.
Exactly.
You know that.
Well,
he can afford it. Pay it, and if you're still going to make a profit over top of it, and he's going to help raise that your profit level by putting a good team on the field, I have no problem with that at all. I really don't. My impression, how high is the ceiling? When's it going to end?
You're right.
Because eventually, it just can't continue going up. It has to level out somewhere.
Of course, Peyton's making 19.2, so he won 20. The next guy's going to get 21. The next
absolutely. You got it.
Well, again, it's amazing to me that we're talking about matching Jeremy Lin when Mike Ditka got $18,000. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stevie, it's amazing. Well, anyway,
all right. Well,
we're glad to have the quarterback because we were pretty much in limbo.
Well, there's no question, and I'm sure New Orleans is thrilled this morning, aren't they?
Yeah, in fact, Drew took everybody who wanted to go to his Jimmy John's
Woo!
To celebrate. So.
Hey, that's awesome. Well, listen, guys, we'll pick it up again on Friday. And thank you so much, as always, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
All right. Take care, guys.
God bless you. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, Mondays and Fridays, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Did he say that?
He said it in a sentence.
So he said the word stop it.
He did, okay, in a sentence.
Right. Then we're going to go back, review,
and then
get the winner on the phone.
Okay, sounds good. I got her number.
And then we're going to end it.
Okay.
Because it's no fun. I want him to say stop it. And he quit saying it since we started this silly thing. So we're going to just pay the money and just start all over.
Sounds good.
Oh, 757-935-953, Connect FM. This